Tribu d'amour is the story of my life, the story of my experience. My passion is to meet people, and I'm truly happy that I can do that at the end of the street or at the end of the world, because any meeting is the best gift that life can give you. Let's share it. My name is Valérie Brindy-Lefebvre. I'm French, and I created Tribu d'amour almost a year ago now to just express myself after this incredible experience I went through, which was a breast cancer. And after I really realized it was the most amazing experience I had to cross in my whole life. I knew I had trouble to incarnate the woman I am. And I know also that this illness was the opportunity for me to just work on myself as learning who I was, how I was so different from other people and why, and to just talk with different people and work with different people to just learn about myself and learn about how I could deal easily with myself. And I must say, easily is a strange expression to use because life is not easy, but to be able to just accept any situation, accept who I am, accept to play that game of life with more consciousness. So I think this word is really important because I think we are all growing during the path of life. And when you feel more conscious of things, you can really behave differently. Since you are not conscious of things, then things happen to make your consciousness work and grow. That's really what I feel. And so I want to say that this breast cancer and this travel I had to do during that experience was the most amazing I did in my life, because it was discovering me, taking time to think about me, not to be able to take care of any others because I needed to struggle for life. And so it helped me to really understand who I am, why I was crossing this path of illness, and how I feel illness is actually a gift to make you heal yourself. Because when the body is ill, it means that something is not correct on your path, some behaviors, some, I don't know, any kind of personal thing you can cross. Maybe you didn't take the correct decision because you were not able to, by lack of freedom in your mind or whatever. Everyone has a personal path. Everyone has to work on himself. And it's very interesting. It's the best path on life, I feel, is to just realize who you are, being able to love yourself before you can love anyone else. That's truly what I feel. Or maybe we all can love, but we love in a different way without the same consciousness. And so life is teaching us, and we are all teaching us all together. Because when you interact with someone interact with you. When they do mistakes, you do mistakes. We are all doing co-creation in this world. And so I feel that if we work on ourselves, then we're going to help others to work on themselves. I'm learning with a lot of people. I've been crossing the path of a lot of people who were helping me during that experience. And I want to say that it was the first time of my life where I asked for assistance, because I was very taking care of myself by myself. I've been very lonely all my life because I'm a hypersensitive person. I realized that's probably one of the reasons why now I was not able to maybe find the correct person for me, at least the person I thought which was correct for me. I can meet very beautiful people now, and I'm thinking about someone I met this during this trip in the States, who is the man who is someone beautiful. And so what I want to say is any experience is just here to help us to open our consciousness to understand what's happening and the reason why it is happening. Sometimes good thing, what we feel as a good thing is happening to us, and sometimes what we feel as a bad thing is happening to us. But through my experience and through my life now, I would say that any experience is good, even though some are terrible when you lose someone you love or when you have someone you love and you split, for example. All these kind of experiences are terrible because I think we cannot really express that everything on the path is about love, about helping you to find some more light to love yourself. So it's like at school when you learn things and you have to do exercise and they are so strong and so hard and you think that you will never be able to succeed. And then when you just go to the next level, then you understand how easy it was. So that's life. That's a path of experience. And that's the most beautiful thing that we can have on Earth, because first of all, it means that we are alive. And I feel that illness is just letting you know that if you want to still be alive and keep going on the experience of having experience, you want to change the way you're going to receive everything which is crossing your path. So what I feel is we don't want to say why this happens to me, but we want to say, oh, this happened for me. So that's the way I'm taking any experience in my life now. And I think I have a different point of view to what I experience or to what I witness. And it's very difficult to just cross life, but it's also a very beautiful experience. And so I want to say that the breast cancer I crossed was the most beautiful gift that life has given me, because it helped me to learn how to love myself, how to see the beauty in life all the time, and how to just transmute any experience and to realize that what we first think, which is a bad experience, can be a beautiful experience or something for you. So I want to say that that's the reason why I have now created Tribu d'Amour. And during my illness and during that little travel, I needed some people to help me to dance through that experience. And I've been really lucky. I've been very lucky with the doctors who took care of me. And on the 1st of April 2020, my gynecologist gave me a phone call because it was the first day of the confinement, and so there was no way she could give me that little surprise or little April Fool face-to-face. So she called me and she said that I had a breast cancer. And then she said, I know two doctors who could take care of you. And so she gave me the names, and through the name, I knew immediately that the one who was going to take care of me was the one who had a first name of an Indian god. Just because at that time I was still doing jewelry, and I was doing talisman jewelry with gems and colors and symbols, just because I wanted to create art. And at the same time that my art had a spiritual energy. So I knew at that time it was going to be him, and he helped me, and his team, which is an amazing team, helped me so much during that travel. So I want to say that. I want to thank them one more time, because I did it already in a French podcast and I cannot just copy everything. So I just want to express what happened to me with joy, because I was really lucky. I've been able to really cross that experience with joy just because people were so nice to me at that time. And so I knew that this experience was going to be the one who was going to save my life. And it was actually, it was exactly the purpose of that illness. So the purpose of my Tribu d'Amour podcast, like Love Tribes podcast, is just that. To express that we don't want to be with fears. We don't want to be thinking that we're going to die, but we want to take it the opposite way, just to realize that illness is giving you the chance to heal. So it's just telling you that there's something which is not good in your body, because maybe you have thought or people around you or experience which are not putting you on your correct path of life. So you want to work on yourself and you want to realize who you are, where maybe there were mistakes, or what is the part of life that you need to change. I want to say that for me, life experience is an experience that we have been choosing when we were upstairs, when our souls were free, not in a body incarnated. We decided that we're going to have an experience, and then we come on earth to just make this experience true. And for me, I realized that for sure my experience, the difficulties I have on my path about being a woman, incarnating a woman, was part of the contract I may have done. And I realized that, and I realized that these people on my path were the correct one to help me heal. And so I did cross with joy, and I've been really lucky for that. And with colors, because that's very important for me, and it's really my art is full of colors. Any kind of art I'm doing, I need to work with colors. And so I was really happy that I crossed this experience, and I crossed these amazing people I've been working with, like the kinesiologist, like because she's like an angel and she really helped me big. Or that woman working with horses who helped me with a different kind of tool, but she helped me too. Her daughter, who is working with nature and trees, which is an amazing lady too. And so many other different people. The psychologist I was working with, which is great. This man I'm working with, which is beautiful. This lady who is a therapist and who is helping me working with the guides, or that other woman who is a clairvoyant. All these people were helping me along the way. I've been really happy I could work with them, and I'm really thankful for what they did and what they helped me to go through. And so that's why, through one of them, the lady who was working with the guides, she helped me to realize that I used to be a journalist, and then maybe I wanted to go back to that path, because that would be a good way for me to share and to help for other people and for the world to be a better world full of love, and to realize what love is instead of being full of fears. So I truly love to do the podcast. I love to meet people, because that's my passion, and that has been my passion since always. I've always been very happy every time I've been able to meet new people, different people who could share with me what they love about any kind of things, like reading, like being a writer, or like being a singer, or I don't know, being taking care of gardens, or, you know, any kind of work is a work that has to make you happy to be in that position. And I think that the world would be a better world if everyone would have the opportunity to just be happy in this life. And so we can be happy, and we just need to find a way all together to make this place a better place, and to really not be in competition to just get more money than others, but just in association and community, doing a work together to be able to be happy together, because we're together, and realize that when some kind of madness or violent words or whatever appears, we are just not on a correct path, and we want to be able to help others instead of taking it personally. And that's what I've been crossing. That's what I've been realizing. I had that experience also with that man I loved. And it was really hard because when you don't know how you behave, you cannot help the other one. So when you get more consciousness about who you are, how to work with others with more peace and more love, then you can just help people to feel better in this world. And so that's what I love when I do podcast, when I meet people and when I ask them questions about what makes them happy in life, what brings them joy, because I feel joy is an energy, is the most beautiful energy with love. And the best energy which surrounds you helps you to really feel good and give you good. So it helps you to love yourself and it helps you to love others. So that's exactly the experience I wanna share with you. I'm more than happy to express that sometimes we cross people, we cross situations which are really terrible in a terrific way. But there is a reason for that, and you want to search for the reason instead of just complain because this happened. So I feel that once you understand that, you understand the path of your life and you can make it happen in a nicer way. So that's what I'm doing now. I've been crossing a lot of things, a lot of people, and I'm trying to just always use the experience for me and not against me. And lately, I was in the States, and I went there for the wedding of my nephew, Austin, who is a really sweet guy, and he's married now to this beautiful lady, Evelia, and both of them are jewels. I feel that we all are jewels, but we are not yet maybe able to just show that part. Sometimes we show the worst of ourselves, and maybe we're going to have the opportunity through a meeting, through experience, through people who are going to be like a light on your path to be able to just help you love yourself a little more and accept your different masks who are preventing you from showing the best part of you. So I feel love is that tool, that beautiful tool. And so sometimes things happen in an inappropriate way, but if you can make it happen to be transformed in a love attitude, it's going to be a miracle. And I feel that we have miracles happening every day. And so we want to learn, of course, we want to be crossed by the experience, any experience you're going to have, you want to suffer. You want to cry, you want to yell, you want to, I don't know, you want to express yourself because you don't want to keep that in yourself. Otherwise, it's going to transform in a illness. So the more I understand life and the happier I am to share that with others. And I'm learning a lot every day. So during that wedding, I've been able to experience a beautiful proof of love. With the whole family was able to be together again, part of the family, because part of the family had to stay in France. But thinking about my brother and his ex-wife and her new husband and the family and the kids, that we were able to be all together with so much joy and so much love to be happy, even though it was not easy, but it was beautiful. And so I can see miracles every day. I met so many amazing people during my trip, and I did a lot of podcasts. Some are in my heart because they are beautiful people I wanna keep as friends. So life is like that. Life is spraying any situation, any people, anything actually, to just help every one of us to just choose love instead of anger, violence, even though sometimes we need to cross it, because sometimes we cross situations which are really making us feel so much hurt in situations. But we want to make any situation being able to be overcrossed and to bring love from us. I'm thinking about my best friend, Fleur, who died last summer. And I remember how she said that for God, we represent him on a cross with open arms, just because to love is to let go people. We don't want to be, I mean, when we love, no one belongs to us. You know, it's like kids, they don't belong to their family. I think, I'm not a parent, but I think parents have to bring their kids to be able to live and to make their own life and to get back to their own power. And we all do mistakes. I don't have a kid, but I know that when I love people, I want to protect them, I want to save them, but it's not the good choice, I feel, because everyone needs to learn how to save his proper life, because we are always going to be alone in a way, in certain situations. So we want to be able to get the strengths path after path. That's what I've been learning very late. So there is not any age to just grow, not any age to do mistakes. And I feel that when you can say that you did mistakes and feel sorry and want to be forgiven and want to forgive others, then you are on your correct path. But we need time to learn, we need time to understand. And so that's the purpose of life, to feel the light, to cross the light by any experience we're crossing. So I just want to summarize all this by saying that I'm very lucky. I'm a very lucky person, because all my life I've been crossing amazing people, amazing situation, and trying to just overcome any situation with love, because love is the purpose of life. And so I want to now just go in the world and witness all these beauties, these different kind of thinking, behaving, and just report it, just to bring the energy of all these differences. All these people who are just so happy with what they do and what they make out of their life. So I went to the States and I did a few podcasts with amazing people I'm going to share with you. And I wanted to speak in English, then people who are going to listen to the English podcast are going to be able to know who I am and what is the purpose of that work I'm doing now. I love life. I love my life. I realize going through illness and close to death, that we want to really take care of us, of ourselves, enjoy every second, and choose happiness instead of sadness and complaining. And so it's a path to realize that, to be so happy. And I'm very happy in my life now, and I'm really witnessing all these beautiful things which are happening to me. And sometimes it goes through weird stuff, weird situation, but there is a reason for that. And also I've been working lately with a man who is working with family constellation, which is a very, very amazing and interesting way to look at the world and look at everything which is happening in any country, any century, any years, because we all learn from one another and we wanna be at peace with what happened in the past, in our life or in our family life or in our country life, because we wanna work in progress, you know. We wanna make this world a better world. And I love that. I love the work I'm doing now. I love the fact that I'm gonna be able to just share that with you. And so I have to edit this podcast I did, and that's what I'm gonna do during the following days, following weeks. And at the same time, I'm still working on my flowers, paper flowers, because I love to do paper flowers. I love to just do art. I do different kind of art, but for now I'm working with that, and I love that. This brings joy to me and joy to people around me. I've been noticing that, and so that's what I love. I want to thank all the people who were there in my life since I was born, and also during that incredible experience I went through. And I want to say that love is the answer. And so I think everyone loves, but we need to learn how to give a healthy description of what is love. And so that's what I'm trying to make it happen after that illness I crossed. So I just want to say to the people who crossed my life that I love them. The one who are on earth and the one who are no more on earth, that I thank you for the joy we had together, for the sadness we had together, who helped me to realize what joy is and to accept that we are people with light and shadows, and I'm learning how to accept my shadows path by path, and that I'm really lucky with all the people who are surrounding me, because they are helping me to just become the person I am, and I'm trying to help them to become the person they are, because life is beautiful and we all are beautiful. We just want to focus on that part. So in the following weeks, I will just spread all the podcasts I did, and I'm going to do also more podcasts in French. So it's going to be my daily life and daily routine now to just go back to that beautiful work I love to incarnate, which is being what they call the blogueuse, which is going to be who I'm going to become, because that's who I am. And so I need to have the proper tool to share all these experiences. So I just wanted to say that. I want to say I love you. I want to say love yourself, because love is fantastic. And once we love ourselves, we're going to be able to be nicer with others and to make them maybe understand that they are lovable, and find the best way to love themselves instead of just being mean with others without even realizing it. So love is the world, love is the energy, and that's where I come from, that's where we all come from, and that's where we want to all go. We want to share love, we want to bring joy, and we want to accept if we are feeling unhappy, if we are feeling, we want to express anger, and we want to let that go to be able to go back to love. So love yourself, have a beautiful day, love your life, and thank you for telling me what you think about this podcast. Thank you for sharing this podcast, because we need to share more love on earth. Bye-bye.